Kevin Morgan is the assistant director of WIU's University Technology Department. His team has spent the last year updating some 3,000 computers university-wide to Windows 7. Morgan says Windows XP had a good run. It's been the preferred operating system for PC users for over a decade.
Microsoft has struggled quite a bit with convincing users to move away from Windows XP. After XP was developed, there's been Windows Vista and Windows 7, now even Windows 8. But for a long time, they've struggled with convincing people that it was worth the effort to move. And finally, they have just set a deadline and are sticking to it. But Windows XP is still a very popular operating system.
What are the potential risks associated with a computer continuing to run on XP and then being connected to the university network?
Well, Windows XP, because Microsoft is no longer supporting it, that means they're not producing security patches for it or bug fixes or anything like that. So potential hackers or people with malicious intent could take advantage of those potential holes that nobody's found in the software yet. And if it's connected to the university network, either wired or wireless, then that opens up the university's data to possible breaches or something like that. It's also potentially a problem that they may become kind of warehouses for other propagation of malicious software or something like that. So maybe having a Windows XP machine that is compromised on the network poses a threat to other computers on the network, either through propagating viruses or Trojans or just spamming computers or something like that.
It's one thing to do this update for your home computers. Kind of a whole nother animal to be doing this for a couple thousand computers across an entire campus.
Yes. It takes a lot of effort because, you know, the average home user uses different software and they're only worried about the one computer. And a lot of home users, sometimes their operating system just gets upgraded when they buy a new computer. Well, at the university, a lot of times we end up updating the software as the computer ages, and we might even keep them for a little longer. In turn, the older hardware may not run on the newer operating system. So if somebody's got a scanner that they've had for 7 years and they love it, there may not be Windows 7 drivers for it or Windows 8 drivers for it. So there's some possibility that before we actually upgrade a computer, we want to know what needs to be purchased or replaced or updated and to know what those compatibility issues are. And that takes staff time.
Are there any kind of concerns about students or faculty bringing their personal laptops to campus that continue to run XP and connecting to the university network?
I think for the most part, students probably are running a newer version of Windows than XP. Again, Windows XP is 12 years old. So a lot of the students that are coming, their computers have probably been purchased in maybe the last 5 years, which means they're probably running at least Windows Vista. Probably our bigger audience for personal computers that are connecting to WIU resources is probably faculty and staff. A lot of users, myself included, you know, once they get comfortable with their computer, there's always a little reluctance to change. You know, once you got it set up and working the way you want, you know, why change? It works perfectly fine. No need to add any extra complication to it. We do have faculty and staff users that connect from their home computers to check their email. They may even do some work from home. So we have to be concerned about those potential risks as well from home users.
This is something you all have been working on for a while. Do you think other universities are as on top of this issue?
There's probably some out there, but in a lot of conversations that I have had or colleagues around Western have had with other universities or even other private companies, there's still a lot of people out there that aren't nearly as far along in the process as WIU is. There are some companies, you know, or some institutions that are struggling with it because they're very attached to Windows XP. All in all, I think we're actually, compared to a lot of other institutions, we're doing pretty well with this and trying to stay ahead of the game.
Do you suspect we might see in the future, with universities not having switched away from XP, breaches of information?
Certainly possible, but it's really hard to tell. This could be similar to the Y2K scare, you know, where everybody was worked up and excited and, you know, really worried about what impact that was going to have on computers. And then when the clocks finally turned over, you know, it was more of a, you know, minor inconveniences than it was large catastrophes. But when you're dealing with, you know, student and university data and everything, there's always that worry and that fear of taking unnecessary risks.
Assistant Director Kevin Morgan says university technology is about 300 computers shy of having WIU's network completely free of XP. The operating system upgrades were included under the university's current contract with Microsoft. The only cost associated with the change was staff time. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.